Check, check, 1, 2. Check. Check, 1, 2, check.
People are really, really getting bad. I mean, you know, they're harassing my daughters constantly, which bothers me more than anything else.
We heard about what he went through in the HIV/AIDS pandemic, like seeing signs Fauci's a murderer.
I'll give away no secrets. Folks, Thomas Paine Podcast, Paine in the Morning. Welcome back. What's happening out there? Well, we'll tell you a lot of things. You know, a number of our astute listeners have sent me a little clip today I kind of find interesting. How about some little intro music here? You don't have to sit on the floor and row the boat. Take it easier. Somebody, a number of folks sent me a clip today of not our good friend, by the way, Tucker Carlson, who's starting his show out just like this show. Hey, what's going on out there? A lot of stuff going on today. I've only said that for 2 years. Hey, Tucker, maybe you can end your show telling people to take care and God bless. See how that goes at fucking Fox. Well, we do have a lot of things to do. Telling the truth is a full-time business, it turns out. What's happening out there? Shout out to the folks on Paine.tv. And we have another hot wire coming for you. I spent time on that today. And we have an interview as part of Hotwire with a whistleblower, a federal whistleblower. And so that's coming, and that's going to be a big one. National security slant, more than a slant. Look for that in the next 24, 48 hours. It's hard to nail down, but I say 48 at the top end. So we appreciate it. Hotwire is the top tier on Paine.tv. For the folks that really want to be in the know and turn that intelligence into money, saving them money, staying 4, 5, 6 steps ahead, staying ahead of your fellow man. That's an achievement in itself. Or you can wait in line with the hive when things go haywire. Or you can sit back at home and say, I knew this stuff for a year or 2 years. Why didn't anybody tell me? Except Paine. So we appreciate the folks on Hotwire, to say the least. And we're going to keep it going. We've been on a streak, and the streak continues. So stay tuned for that one. If you're not on Hotwire, what can I tell you? You can either stay or you can go. Woo!
Darling, you got to let me know, should I stay or should I go? If you say that you are mine, I'll be here till the end of time.
I'm just kidding. You can stay. So you've got to let me know. Well, we didn't talk about it yesterday. The passing of Bob Dole. And like many seasoned journalists. Of course, there's not so many seasoned journalists left when you look around. There's a lot of bird brains who think they're journalists. Who knows how they get paid. You ever see these guys on Twitter and other places? They don't work for anybody, and you're not really clear how they get paid. They don't have a business. They just get behind the mic or they get a video. And who pays them? Those aren't journalists, folks. And then when they end up getting indicted, you're like, hey, that's weird. I thought that guy was a journalist. I thought that broad was a journalist. Survey says, So many seasoned journalists will have a yarn or two about different folks when they pass away. I have a yarn about Senator Bob Dole. Now, back in the day when I was dogging Purdue Pharma, Purdue Frederick, the Sackler family, and not these assholes, not this generation of Sacklers, the OxyContin generation of Sacklers, their asshole parents and grandparents. This goes way back to 96, 95. It's 1995. Some of you wise asses out there who might say, 1895 with the gray beard, pal. It's over. I'm a friend. It's over. And these assholes blew up a chemical factory in Jersey. Killed a lot of people. Of course, it wasn't easy to find who own the chemical factory, because it's a dirty little hellhole that blends pharmaceuticals. And my God, what a baptism by fire, because we are knee deep and neck deep in pharmaceutical scandals, folks. Anyway, I trace the ownership to these fucking billionaire scumbags. And we almost had a couple of these assholes thrown in jail if the Clinton administration didn't fix it with the U.S. attorney in New Jersey. First time I learned about the protection racket as a young buck myself. Anyway, because of the story, Clinton was supposed to sign a bill. A bill had already been passed, but he was supposed to sign a bill, mostly because of the stories we were writing, to create the National Chemical Safety Board that would go in and investigate explosions, mishaps at chemical plants and pharmaceutical plants that ended up in folks dying and getting seriously harmed. And he did, and Clinton did that. He funded and he basically created the National Safety Chemical Board from the stories we had written. That's one of the reasons why I was up for a Pulitzer and I won the Loeb Award, etc. Anyway, you can't even believe. So as part of that, I was dogging Bob Dole, who was the a bigwig in the Senate, of course, trying to get his opinion on what was going on and trying to see if they were going to put their weight behind this to lobby the president to get it done. And I was in North Jersey, and, of course, Dole was in D.C., and he was a big dick swinger back then. You know, he traveled around with the security and everything else, an entourage of security. And I called down. I said, hey, I want to talk to Senator Dole. I want a quote from him on this thing. And his flack, his PR flack, said, just give me the stats and the information, and we'll fax over a statement from him. I said, no, I'm not fucking playing that game, Chief. I want to talk to the guy. Who is this fucking guy, the Pope? I want to talk to him. Well, he's busy. And you're not from the D.C. press corps, so we don't, you know, we're very busy with the D.C. press corps. I said, I'm well aware they all suck. You're so busy with them. You're so busy plying them with liquor and likely cocaine and other stuff. Did he actually say that? You can't say that. This is you're live on air, pal. You can't say these things. Some truths are too heavy. Anyway, so I told this guy, I'm going to call back tomorrow, see what you can do. Call back tomorrow, the guy's blowing me off. We told you the senator's unavailable. I said, look, I'll give you one more day. My editors are on my ass because they want a story. We have a bunch of politicians lined up commenting on this safety board, chemical safety board, and on the Sackler family. I think Dole may have taken money from them. I can't remember. They gave money to everybody, you know. Politicians. And finally I said to I got kicked up to his chief of staff. He's like, excuse me, you are harassing the staff here. We don't appreciate it. It's not how we do business down here. You understand? You're a young guy. You have to learn how things go down here. I said, look, Saffron, whatever your fucking name is, I want to talk to this guy for 5 fucking minutes. What's so hard about that? No, he's busy. He's out of town. I said, he's not out of town. Now, back then, there was no internet. So you had to go by your contacts. There was no internet. Think about that. There was no one. Well, the internet was new. It wasn't used in the same way it's used today. People didn't put schedules online and things like that. So I told him, look, here's the deal. My editor thought I was crazy. I said, you got a day to fucking call me back. And I wanted to arrange, so I talked to this guy. Or I'm coming down there. When I come down there, I will find him. I will find him. So they didn't call me back. So I told my editors, I'm going to D.C. Now it's like personal. I'm taking it like personal. This fucking guy. Who is this fucking guy think he is? I said, I'm going to find this guy. And I told his people, I don't need you. I called him back and said, I don't need your help anymore, Slick. I'm in charge now. Alexander Haig style. I'm in charge now of finding him. I don't need your fucking help. You had your chance. So I'm snooping around D.C. for a day. No luck. My editor's like, hey, when are you coming back? And we got to get this story out. What's you fucking around? Anytime you're like out of the, you know, 6 mile radius of the newspaper, your editors start to get nervous. Where is he? What's going on? 3 months I spent undercover at Newark International Airport. They were real square. 3-4 months, I think it was. Breaching every fucking form of security. That's another story. Is he still with us? And my editors, my main editor's like, he's working. Don't worry. He's busy. You know, if you're not in the newsroom and they can't see the leash around your neck, they get squirrely. So I got a tip that he was going to be giving a speech. Dole. This is like day 2, maybe day 3. I'm staking out fucking Senator Dole. Not easy to get to a top member of the Senate with no internet. And, of course, his staff is not. They're not working with me. They're working against me. And by that time, they told, be on the lookout for this maniac. We don't know what he looks like, but he's looking for you. And Dole came out of a speech at the JW Marriott, and I said, I got this fucker. And he was packed with security. And there was the only way I got wind of it, there was a motorcade of SUVs that wheeled up to the JW Marriott. And I said, this can't be, it's not the president. It's not Clinton. It's not the vice president. Let me see what's going on here. And I said to the concierge or somebody, who just came in? I said, Senator Dole. I said, okay, I got his ass. And I waited and I waited and I waited. And here he comes out. Boom. I said, Senator Dole. Mike Moore from the Bergen Record. Oh, Mike Moore, we've been hearing a lot about you at the office. You got me. You got me. I said, why wouldn't you call me? I turned him like into person. What's the big deal? You couldn't call me? You couldn't have your guys call me? We couldn't do a conference call for 5 minutes? I got to come down here. I got to schlep down here from North Jersey and stake you out? Like this is some kind of a mini series? And he's like chuckling. So I talked to him for 5 minutes. I got what I want. I went out and had a couple beers. A couple guys at the Record had left the paper, and they were working in D.C. as lobbyists, and one guy was working with a congressman. So we went out. We had some beers that night in Georgetown, some tequilas. And the next morning, I got in my Honda Civic, and I drove back to New Jersey. Meanwhile, my wife wanted to choke me out. But what's going on, Dad? I'm waiting on this senator. You know, a wife with a newborn, not exactly the most fired up about you staking out a U.S. senator. That's my Bob Dole story. So rest in peace, Bob Dole. And we move on. But, you know, you got to be out on the street. You got to be out on the field. You got to, if you want to be a reporter, you can't just do it from your fucking desk. I mean, I've done many things. And it all builds up. It's like anything else. Whether you're taking guitar lessons or piano lessons, you have to practice, practice, practice. That's how you get good. And you don't let little twerps like these little fucking minions that work for these politicians, you don't let them dictate anything. That doesn't work that way. You dictate. You set the pace. You dictate. That's how it works. Now, I saw something today that was very interesting. And I thought it was an article on The Hill written by Benjamin Powell. And The Omicron variant is another excuse for government meddling. Now, if you listen to our last Hot Wire, you'll know exactly what the Omicron variant is. And it's nothing what they're reporting it as, but that's okay. We'll stay on top of that. We've been beating the shit out of this for 19 months. The author makes a couple interesting points. I'm going to read verbatim so people can don't have to contact me and say, hey, you got that from somewhere else. Welcome to the media. 2021. More than 100 years ago, the great journalist and pundit H.L. Mencken observed that the whole aim of practical politics is to keep the populace alarmed by an endless series of hobgoblins, most of them imaginary. The threat of terrorism served that purpose for the last 20 years, and we still tolerate removing our shoes at airports and limiting liquids to 3 ounces as a result. The politicians and health bureaucrats will use each new variant of COVID-19 to keep us alarmed and infringe our freedom until we become accustomed to and passively accept these infringements, if we let them. Enough is enough. It's time to demand the freedom for people and the businesses that serve them to determine for themselves which health precautions they would like to take and which hassles they'd rather avoid. Benjamin Powell, a professor of economics at Texas Tech University, a thought that was spot on. Keeping with that, what do we have video-wise? Well, we can do a lot of different things. Since H.L. Mencken was talking about keeping the populace alarmed by an endless series of hobgoblins, most of them imaginary, let's go to some modern-day hobgoblins and bullshit. This is the Surgeon General, this fucking lightweight. Listen to the stupidity of this man. If you can stomach it, let's go to the videotape.
We have learned a tremendous amount about how to gather safely. Just take this last Thanksgiving, for example. Think about Halloween this year. I took my children trick-or-treating for Halloween. Many families gathered for Thanksgiving, things that they didn't do last year.
Right, we and a surge is expected holidays, on the back end of that.
Well, what we do know is that if people use the tools that we have, that you can actually gather with much, much less risk. But the concern and the challenge we have right now in the country, Margaret, is that we have millions of people who are still unvaccinated, which poses a risk to their lives, but also poses an increased risk of transmission. But if you do as many families did, you get vaccinated and boosted, you use testing judiciously before you gather in well-ventilated spaces and use masks whenever you can in public indoor spaces, your risk can be quite low and your holidays can be quite fulfilling. That's what so many families experience this past Thanksgiving.
Let's just do a little...
We have learned a tremendous amount about how to gather safely. Just take this last Thanksgiving, for example. Think about Halloween this year. I took my children trick-or-treating for Halloween.
Nobody fucking cares, pal. You're supposed to be in charge of the country's health and well-being. Nobody gives a fuck what you dressed up as. I'm sure you dress up as a lot of things. We don't care.
Families gathered for Thanksgiving, things that they didn't do last year.
Right, and a surge is expected holidays, on the back.
Things we didn't do last year? These people actually think that you stayed home last year in 2020 and didn't have a Thanksgiving. That's what they think of you. They think you actually listen to them. If you have a brain in your head, you wouldn't listen to them in 2020, and you wouldn't listen to them in 2021, regardless of what party is telling you what, because they're all full of shit. This amazing piece of propaganda is on CBS's Face the Nation.
Giving things that they didn't do last year.
Right, and a surge is expected on the back end of that.
There's a surge on the back end of that reporter. I'm just saying. Anyway.
Well, what we do know is that if people use the tools that we have, that you can actually gather with much, much less risk. But with the concern and the challenge we have right now in the country, Margaret, is that...
Unless you're gathering with people who are fully vaccinated and you're unvaccinated, the risk is definitely to the unvaccinated. They don't pitch it that way, but... man, what is happening with the vaccinated? Just as we said it would. It's uncanny. Of course, this guy's the top doctor in the United States, and he doesn't even fucking admit what's happening. It's a sham.
We have millions of people who are still unvaccinated, which poses a risk to their lives, but also poses an increase.
Yeah, a risk. A 99.8, 99.9 chance of recovery/survival. Ooh. We're really... really scared out here.
You're a real crumb bum. You're a crumb creep coward.
That's a big risk.
It's risk of transmission. But if you do as many families did, you get vaccinated and boosted, you use testing judiciously before you gather,
you can't make it up. You get vaccinated and boosted. It doesn't work. It doesn't fucking work, unibrow. This guy. It's such bullshit. Where are the fact checkers? Of course, there are no fact checkers. These guys control the fact checkers. If you get vaccinated and boosted, you'll be safe. Tell that to the dead people. I think
they're in well-ventilated spaces and use masks.
Mm-hmm. Remember, stay in well-ventilated spaces over the holidays. Stay away from some of those moldy relatives of yours. And wear a mask, too. That'll help you. Make sure you had all your vaccinations and your booster, and you wear a mask, and you stand outside the house in a well-ventilated, so you can get pneumonia.
You can in public indoor spaces. Your risk can be quite low, and your holidays can be quite fulfilling. That's what so many families experience this past Thanksgiving.
Oh, thanks a lot. Captain Macy's Day Parade, this guy. He knows exactly what happened over Thanksgiving. We had a response for this guy, too, don't we? Let's go back to the video, too. We put a little... montage together, response. I think you folks might appreciate.
And I'm Ron Burgundy. Go fuck yourself, San Diego.
Go fuck yourself.
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 Go fuck yourselves.
Ah, go fuck yourself.
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 Oi. Fuck! Did you just say, go fuck myself?
Go fuck yourself, what do you, Mr. King.
You gotta figure out what to do with all of the debris.
Go fuck yourself.
Go fuck yourself.
Okay. These guys, they have to keep the propaganda machine running because they're losing fucking control. They are losing control. The wheels are coming off. They've been coming off for a while. A lot of sick people, a lot of people collapsing, a lot of all fully vaxxed, dead people fully vaxxed from COVID and other things. I said for a long time they're going to be able to keep a lid on this. And even in the White House press room, things are becoming ugly.